You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast, where we discuss current events, social issues, religious trends, and noteworthy news from a biblical perspective. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for tuning in to the newest episode of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soker. This episode is being released on October 6th, 2022. This week we're talking about seeking meaning in life. Everyone does this. But how is it different now in the age of smartphones and internet search engines and social media? We're going to consider that in our episode today. For links to the story we're talking about, as well as related materials, check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/10:06:22. Now for our story this week. People seeking meaning and purpose on their smartphones usually find despair instead. From study finds, it says, if you're looking for purpose or fulfillment on your smartphone, chances are you're going to keep searching and searching and searching. A search for meaning on your smartphone or social media can inadvertently exacerbate feelings of despair while simultaneously promising to resolve people's questions, a new study finds. Sociology researchers from Baylor University and Campbell University say smartphones provide access to limitless information, which can lead people to mistakenly believe they are actively searching for a higher ultimate meaning. In reality, however, their endless search is an endgame itself, and users are simply feeding into a fruitless technology addiction. The researchers say the complex relationship between meaning-seeking and limitless data finding at people's fingertips has ties to feelings of unhappiness, depression, suicidal ideation, and loneliness. A Baylor survey about information and communication technology devices reveals that people who seek solace or attachment through their phones might in fact find the opposite. Today's episode is going to piggyback a little bit off of an article that I posted at the beginning of the week on Plain Bible Teaching, asking the question, what is the meaning of life? And that's part of a series that I'm doing on answering basic questions. So if you read the article already, you should recognize the four main points we're going to be talking about today. However, we're going to be making an emphasis here on this smartphone usage that was the subject of this study from the story that we're just reading from. And people everywhere are searching for meaning for their lives. With the technology that we have available to us, many are turning to search engines and social media for answers. And this type of thing is handy for things like searching for good pizza places in whatever town I'm visiting. But what about these bigger questions? Questions like, why are we here? Or what are we supposed to be doing? Or where are we going? So let's consider the four basic points from that Plain Bible Teaching article that I mentioned and how they relate to this article about this study that we just read about. So let's consider the four basic points from that Plain Bible Teaching article that I mentioned and how they relate to this article that we read about this study. Number one, the desire for meaning is natural. Christopher M. Piper, a senior lecturer of sociology at Baylor University, is quoted in the article as saying, human beings are seekers. Well, he's right about that. In fact, this is what Paul told the Greek philosophers on Mars Hill in Acts 17, 26 and 27. He said that God made from one man every nation of mankind to live on the face of the earth, having determined their appointed times and the boundaries of their habitation, that they would seek God, if perhaps they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. We are seekers because God designed us this way. He set eternity in our heart, as Ecclesiastes 3 and verse 11 says, which means that we all have a sense of a higher purpose, that there is something more to life than just what we see around us or what we have already experienced. So yes, human beings are seekers. We're looking for meaning. But then the second point from our article is that many are looking for meaning in the wrong places. Now, in the article that I wrote for Plain Bible Teaching, I talked about how Solomon pursued meaning and purpose in various different things, earthly wisdom and pleasure and entertainment and riches and so many other things. And those are outlined in Ecclesiastes 1, beginning in verse 16, going on through about chapter 2 and verse 10. After that, it talks about other things like work and things like that. But in the end, Solomon realized that, as he said in chapter 2 and verse 11, that all was vanity and striving after wind, and there was no profit under the sun. Well, the wise man said in chapter 1 and verse 13 of Ecclesiastes that he set his mind to seek and explore by wisdom, and that he observed a wealth of wisdom and knowledge, verse 16 of chapter 1 says. Well, today, with smartphones that provide access to limitless information, according to the researchers, people are using the internet to search for answers to the big questions of life. Will they find these answers? Well, maybe. They might stumble across some good Bible teaching that helps direct them to the truth. And in fact, that's one of the reasons why I started the Plain Bible Teaching website back in 2005, was the idea that people will search for these things and stumble across these articles, find these articles, and hopefully learn the truth. And anyone in the world can find, whether it's my website or other websites and teaching that's online, they can find those things, and hopefully they can learn from it. And with everything that's on the internet, they can even find the scriptures themselves online. So this is a useful tool, but the problem is, it's what the researchers called limitless information. Because not everything that is available online is accurate or is valuable. And it can be difficult for someone to sort through everything to determine what is good and what's not, what's true and what's false. So as the article about the study explained, said, quote, "Ultimately, people who seek meaning or answers from their devices may be disappointed or let down, creating feelings of depression or loneliness. Searching for answers online can be useful, but only if the person who's searching can discern what is true and what is helpful versus what is not." The third point from our article is that our purpose is simple. After describing everything that he did to seek for meaning in this life, the wise man reached this conclusion in Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 13, where he said, "The conclusion when all has been heard is, fear God and keep his commandments, because this applies to every person." This is where we find our ultimate and lasting fulfillment. Our purpose in life is not to add as many friends as we can on Facebook. It's not to build as large of a following as we can on Twitter, or to have a million subscribers on YouTube. And our purpose in life is not found by following the advice of so-called influencers that we might follow on Facebook or Twitter or YouTube or any other social media platform. And those so-called influencers, eventually, if they haven't already, will come to the same conclusion as Solomon, where he said in Ecclesiastes 2:17, "Everything is futility and striving after wind." Solomon figured out what his purpose was and shared that with us so that we can know what our purpose is without having to go through all of the things that he did. And again, our purpose is very simple. Fear God and keep his commandments. And then the fourth and final point. We enjoy peace when we understand what our purpose is. Again, to quote the researchers from this study, they said, "Ultimately, people who seek meaning or answers from their devices may be disappointed or let down, creating feelings of depression or loneliness." The wise man described life as painful and grievous even at night. His mind does not rest, Ecclesiastes 2:23. Yet when we recognize our purpose and follow God's will, we're able to rest easy. Not like the one who, even at night, his mind does not rest. No, we can rest easy. In the book of Proverbs, The wise man advised his son to follow after God's wisdom, and if he would do this, he told him in Proverbs 3, 23 and 24, then you will walk in your way securely, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. When we know what is truly important, and we're focused on that, we won't lose sleep wondering what we might be missing. And that's a real thing. The term was coined, FOMO, a fear of missing out. This is a real thing that people experience. They feel like they have to be online. They feel like they have to see everything that's going on because they don't want to miss out on anything. But the reality is, we can't keep up with everything. No matter how hard we might try to do it, we can never keep up with everything online. We will always miss out on something. We'll miss some news story. We'll miss some pop culture topic that supposedly everyone is talking about. We're going to even miss what our friends post on Facebook. We cannot see everything. And there's a simple reason for that. We're not God. And the sooner we realize that and remember what is truly important, the sooner we can enjoy peace of mind as we focus on what our real purpose is. So in summary, our purpose in life is to fear God and keep His commandments. Our smartphones can be useful for a lot of things, but we don't need them to figure out what the meaning of life is. God has already revealed that to us in His Word. So let's make sure our priority is what it ought to be, to carry out His will, to fear God and keep His commandments. If we will do this, we can have the peace of mind that so many in the world are looking for. We can have that, but we have to recognize what our purpose is. And we will find that not with a Google search, but by looking to the Scriptures. That's all for this week. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I hope you found it to be interesting and informative and helpful. For links to the story we talked about, as well as other related materials, check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/10-06-22. The Plain Bible Teaching Podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. So if you use those platforms, please subscribe and rate the podcast there. And if you know of others who'd be interested in hearing this episode, please share this with them, and I would appreciate that. And if you see a news story that you think would make for a good discussion, please email the link to me at andy@plainbibleteaching.com. Thanks again for listening, and I hope to talk to you again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others. Also, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. This free newsletter will be delivered to your inbox each Friday with articles, podcasts, videos, sermon outlines, and more. Visit plainbibleteaching.com to subscribe today.